I was sitting in a big white rowboat. It was docked at the end of the pier that ran far out into the water of the lake. From where I sat in the stern, I could see the two brown tents where the rest of the Sugar Creek gang were supposed to be taking a short afternoon nap. That was one of the rules about camp life none of us liked very well, but which was good for us because then we always had more pep for the rest of the day and didn't get too tired before night. Well, I'd already had my afternoon nap and had sneaked out of the tent and to the dock where I was right that minute. I was just sitting there and imagining things, such as whether there could be anything very exciting to see if some of the gang could explore that big tree-covered island about a mile away across the water. Phew! It certainly was hot out there close to the water, with the sunlight pouring itself on me from above and also shining up at me from below. The lake was like a big blue mirror that caught sunlight and reflected it right up under my straw hat, making my hot, freckled face even hotter. Because it was the style for people to get tanned all over, I didn't mind the heat as much as I might have. It seemed to be getting hotter every minute, though. It was the kind of day we sometimes had back home in Sugar Creek, just before some big thunderheads came sneaking up and surprised us with a fierce storm. It was also a perfect day for a sunbath. What on earth made people want to get brown all over for anyway, I thought. Then I looked down at my freckled brownish arm and was disgusted with myself. Instead of getting a nice tan like Circus, the acrobatic member of our gang, I always got sunburned and freckled, and my upper arm looked like a piece of raw steak instead of a nice piece of brown fried chicken. Thinking that reminded me that I was hungry, and I wished it was supper time. It certainly was a quiet camp, I thought, as I looked at the two tents where the rest of the gang was supposed to be sleeping. I just couldn't imagine anybody sleeping that long. Anyway, not any boy. Unless he was at home and it was morning and time to get up and do the chores. Just that second, I heard the sound of footsteps from up the shore. Looking up, I saw a smallish boy with brown curly hair coming toward me along the path that runs all along the shoreline. I knew right away it was Little Jim, my almost best friend and the greatest little guy that ever lived. I knew it was Little Jim not only because he carried his ash stick with him, which was about as long as a man's cane, but because of the shuffling way he walked. I noticed he was stopping every now and then to stoop over and look at some wildflowers. Then he'd write something down in a book he was carrying, which I knew was a wildflower guidebook. He certainly was an interesting little guy, I thought. I guess he hadn't seen me, because I could hear him talking to himself, which he had a habit of doing when he was alone. There was something kind of nice about it that made me like him even better than ever. I think that little guy does more honest-to-goodness thinking than any of the rest of the gang. Certainly more than Dragonfly, the pop-eyed member, who is spindle-legged and slim and whose nose turns south at the end. Or Poetry, the barrel-shaped member, who's reading all the books he can get his hands on and who knows 101 poems by heart and is always quoting one. And also even more than Big Jim, the leader of our gang, who's the oldest and who has maybe 17 smallish strands of fuzz on his upper lip, which one day will be a mustache. I ducked my head down below the dock so Little Jim couldn't see me and listened, still wondering, what on earth? Little Jim stopped right beside the path that leads from the dock to the Indian kitchen, which was close by the two brown tents. He stooped down and said,
wild strawberry.
He leafed through the book he was carrying and wrote something down. Then he looked around him and, seeing a balm of Gilead tree by the dock with some five-leaved ivy on it, went straight to the tree and with his magnifying glass began to study.